on to Cleary. Trent Merrin had some room to wind up. He found his captain, and Matt Moylan gets Penrith going.
The easy assumption is to say that there's been some sort of substance abuse, drugs or alcohol, or living some sort of private life. It's none of that at all. I think this is just more the stress and that Matt puts on himself through expectation and through the role that he plays at this club as a leader. He's still a young man, and it's probably not one incident in particular. It's nothing major. But when you pile them all together, a lot of little things that we've noticed around the place over the last month or so, it's totally out of character for Matt. And it just leads us to the belief, and to our medical teams, to the belief that he probably needs some counselling just to sort through those issues.
That was Gus Gould on Moylan, and we've got our regular Panther, Trent Merrin, now. G'day, Trent.
How are we going?
Yeah, it's been a tough week, mate. How are you going? Have you seen him?
I haven't seen much of him, to be honest. He's obviously away getting help that that he's seeking. So, in saying that, we've all got his full support. We've all reached out to him. So, when he's ready, I'm sure that Moise will get in touch and get back on his feet.
Were you aware of friction between Matt, your skipper, and Anthony Griffin, your coach, Trent? Could you see that? Did you get a feeling of that?
No, not really. I think at every club, there's always little issues there that you can monitor. And I think, especially with the captain and the coach, they're obviously a bit closer than every other player. So I wasn't aware of anything, to be honest. But like I said, we got his full support, and we all got his back to get himself back to where he was.
Now, Trent, you're a really good club man. We even saw that when you were on the sidelines injured. You would have spent some time rehabbing, I imagine, with Matt. Did you get the sense that captaincy sat awkwardly with him?
No, not at all. It's always tough to give captaincy to a young player, especially in a young team. And that's why there was some leading players there, like myself and Peter Wallace there to help him along the way. So it is a tough gig to have that that on your shoulders. But to be honest, I think he handled it really well. He's handled it great with the way that he's done things in the last 2 years. But obviously things get under people's skin, or the pressure gets a bit too much, and you do need some help along the way. So that's what Moise is up against now. So like I said, we're all here for him, and we hope he gets back on his feet.
That's right. Thankfully, he's getting that help now. Last week, mate, it would have been disappointing. Oh. Manly were excellent, and they started strongly, didn't they? And you never got any fluency in the game.
It was a tough night in the office. Very tough. They come out. They were exciting. They wanted it more. And they beat us in all the little things throughout the whole night. I couldn't believe the intensity they kept the game at. I thought they're going to slip away there for a bit to give us a bit of a chance. But they were outstanding on the night.
See, Trent, I struggle with it a little bit. At the game, you could see they were fierce. I think they would have probably beaten anyone with that attitude Manly had on the night. But the fact that they were fighting for their premiership hopes, they had to win that to get inside the top eight. They were at Lotto Land or Brookvale. Surely you don't get jumped. Surely you know a team's going to come out like that and you've got to match it.
No, we did. We knew that they were going to throw that, but we didn't expect them to hold on to it for so long.
Yeah, probably good point.
They held that speed and intensity throughout the whole 80 minutes. And like you said, it's very, they beat anyone on that night, the way that they played. And it's great that they've played their hand now. We know what to expect. So we've been real honest with ourselves at training this week, and knuckled down and done a good video session and assessed the areas that we really need to work on.
Is the different venue going to affect Manly, do you think?
Oh, it obviously helps. I think in both teams, it's a neutral ground. So you're not getting heckled for the whole 80 minutes by the
opposition. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and like I said, last week they were playing for their season. They were at home. had retiring players that they were playing for. It's a good special occasion for them. I think when you take that away into a neutral ground and semi-finals footy, it's a different arena.
All right. Apart from the arena, you tell us why the Panthers believe they can turn it round after getting thoroughly beaten 7 days ago by the side you face on the weekend.
You just look at our season. I think we won two out of the first seven. I think we turned that around and put ourselves in this position. I think that gives us the biggest belief is that anything can happen, no matter what happens, no matter how much your back is against the wall. If you just keep chipping away and focusing on your job and having confidence in the players on the left and right side of you, anything's capable of happening. And the talent that we have at this club, I think we're our own worst enemy sometimes. And we've done our homework on ourselves this week, and it's up to us now.
An outsider might say, with the dilemma and the ruckus around Moylan and tension within that footy club, that we saw that at Brookvale last weekend, that was a reason for the loss. Are the Penrith Panthers a happy camp, or is there friction between player group and coach?
No, it's always been a happy camp. You go through any team and there'll always be an issue at any club. And that's why you've got to have the right people in the right places to handle those things. And we definitely do. It's always been a happy camp here.
Yep.
We did get our pants pulled down on the weekend, but that happens all throughout the season. Like I said, the confidence that we've built here, we had a rough start to the season. We worked really hard to put ourselves back in this position, and that's where we draw our belief from. And like I said, we know that it's up to us. We're the only team that can really beat us. And we've talked about that the other day for our session. And it's all happy. It's semi-finals footy. Everyone's excited. And that's the way we're approaching it.
Good luck, Trent. We thank you for your time, mate.
No, thanks, guys.